Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1522 of our trek, and a time for a three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and bring a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, A Frog's Tale. Mr. Frog goes into the bank and approaches the teller. He can see from her nameplate that her name is Patty Whack. Miss Whack, I would like to get a $30,000 loan to take a holiday. Patty looks at the frog in disbelief and asks his name. The frog says, My name is Kermit Jagger. My dad is Mick Jagger, and it's okay to borrow this amount of money because John Smith, the bank manager, and I are good friends. Patty, a little confused, explains, Well, Mr. Frog, we will need to secure the loan with some sort of collateral. Mr. Frog says, Sure, I understand. I have this delicate, sacred, tiny porcelain elephant. As you can see, it is about an inch tall, bright pink, and perfectly formed. Now, Patty is really confused at this and explains, I'll have to consult with Mr. Smith, the bank manager. She takes the elephant and then disappears into the back office. She finds Mr. Smith and says, There's a frog called Kermit Jagger out there who claims to know you and wants to borrow $30,000, and he wants to use this as collateral. She hands the tiny pink elephant to Mr. Smith, and then she says, I mean, what in the world is this? Mr. Smith looks at the tiny elephant and hands it back to Patty and says, It's a knick-knack, Patty Whack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone. Come on, admit it. You sang it, didn't you? Yeah, I know you did. And I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, a knick-knack is a thing that sits on the top of a whatnot. And here's our verses for today. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,516 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.